Well, the bill will provide a new option for students, and that is that they can have more flexible repayment, more affordable repayment for their student loans than is currently the case. What it provides is that after graduation, students can consolidate their loans, have them collected by withholding from each paycheck through payments to the IRS, capped at no more than 15% of their after-school income. And the advantages are very clear. It will eliminate the problem of default. It will give people a lot more flexibility as to the kind of work they do right after school. A lot of young people would prefer to do something that gives them experience that might pay off later or be something they really want to do sometime in their life. They get locked into fixed repayments on their student loans during their school years, and suddenly their options are reduced. This will restore those options, and it will mean that people's credit ratings will be preserved. If they go into default, it can affect them for many years when time comes to buy a house or a car or some other major financial obligation.
Can you discuss the income contingent aspect of it a bit?
If a person currently, of course, when you get out of school, it's a time of transition. People often go for a particular period of time without earning money and they get into default. That wouldn't happen under this legislation because your payments depend on your income. If you have no income, you don't have to pay that pay period on your loan. The loan is automatically rescheduled. It's not forgiven. Interest would accrue, but you wouldn't be in default. If you do earn money, you'd have to make the payments, but the amount you make would be capped at no more than 15% of that paycheck. And so if you were doing well, you'd pay the loan off on schedule, or even if you wanted to, ahead of schedule. If you're doing poorly, you'd have to pay it off over a longer period of time. So it's automatically rescheduled depending on your circumstances.